Field Guide to Burying Your Parents by Liza Palmer, Chapter 1, Segment 4. I shove the phone back in my pocket and look up, letting the rain sting my face. I pull my hoodie tight, set the towel down on Tim's leather interior, and climb into the passenger side. We follow the caravan of luxury sedans to the predetermined Noah's Bagels right next to the freeway on-ramp. As we drive, Abigail's messages become this echoing symphony somewhere deep in my consciousness, like I'm standing on the street outside an opera house listening to the faint music. By the time we find a parking space, my brain has already processed and compartmentalized the information in an almost chutes and ladders type of way, sending her voice down, 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 through the trap door and into the depths, out of reach. After 5 years of tamping, repressing, and numbing, I have it down to an exact science. Not even Abigail can pry that trap door open. Not even Abigail can make me buy a ticket and hear that opera live. Maybe this is an evolution. Maybe time does heal all wounds. Maybe now I can move on and somehow forget that I've lost my mom. It's been difficult, but I've managed to put it away for 5 years now, split in two like a magician's assistant, without that whole other part of me. Past, history, family. Maybe I've come to terms with things, or maybe I finally snapped and completely shut down every emotional response I've ever possessed. Whatever the truth is, Abigail's relentless calling means I'm about to find out. This is my winter. That was the final segment for the Field Guide to Burying Your Parents. It's actually not the Field Guide, it's a Field Guide. How about I get my own title wrong every time? What is my problem? We actually had that same conversation over Conversations with the Fat Girl. We were going to call it Conversations with a Fat Girl. It was very different. It was the Fat Girl. So I've had a history with A's and D's, just FYI. So Field Guide to Burying Your Parents is a book about Grace Hawks and her family. You've met Abigail. The eldest brother is Houston and the youngest is Leo. And the book then traverses through the next 7 days while they are called, beckoned back to their father's, feckless father's bedside, and are met with kind of a sketchy second wife, and Grace is reunited with her kind of one true love who she walked away from 5 years ago as well, John. So I hope you enjoyed it. The book comes out on January 8th, 2010. Go ahead and get a copy, and I hope to see you at one of the readings or on my website, www.lizapalmer.com. You can also email me at liza@lizapalmer.com, as well as on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter. I'm Liza Palmer at Twitter. There's another Liza Palmer out there. Who would have thunk it? But thank you so much for subscribing to my newsletter, and I hope you enjoyed the readings, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Hope all's well. Bye.